Will you pray with me? God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So did you hear the text? That's what Galatians is about. Love is at the heart of freedom. The decisions, the choices that we make. You see, Paul is writing to this church and to all of us because he wanted to address what it means to live by the Spirit. Because the people weren't living by the Spirit. They were living by their own lives, and they were all new to this faith that they didn't really know about. They'd never really practiced any kind of faith before. And so they were listening more to others than to God. Now, he didn't want to exclude that there's an inner struggle within us at times as we make those choices about what it means to be free in Christ. So to live by God's way means to bring freedom, means to bring love. The bottom line for Paul is this: freedom from slavery to your own wants, to your own wishes, when you have freedom from those things that your own wishes, your own wants, it lets you love others more freely, and it results in a happier life. That's what Paul was trying to teach us. That's what Jesus is trying to teach us. So the question for me becomes this: what does a life spent loving your neighbor and guided by the fruits of the Spirit look like? What does a life spent loving your neighbor and guided by the fruits of the Spirit look like? Well, it looks like this. Dear Pastor Mindy, Jack, and all the others who helped with VBS, this is Owen talking. Not Owen McCandlish, but Owen from Bible school. Thank you. Thank you for everything, the games you made, the awesome experiences, for the tasty food. Thank you, helpers. You're the best. I very much liked your VBS. God is amazing, from Owen and his Grammy. And then thank you all so much for the kindness and patience you showed Owen during Vacation Bible School. He is looking forward to next year. Peace to you all. That's what living by the Spirit, living by the fruits of the Spirit, looks like. It also looks like this: putting together buckets, collecting buckets filled with mundane things that will help clean someone's home. People we don't know. But because I can take them to West Virginia today, people who have been affected by many floodwaters, a couple of them from our church in Bridges of Grace in Charleston, West Virginia, blessed by the hands of our children. That's what fruits of the Spirit looks like. Fruits of the Spirit look like feeding, even though you don't want to. People at the emergency shelter. Or it looks like being a leader in the association and standing up and putting forth ideas like Jim did and having them not be what you thought they were going to be and having to start kind of over again. But it's using those gifts, those fruits of the Spirit for love. Fruits of the Spirit means helping out at Maywood Mission, taking things, taking food, using money. So now I ask you this question: what does a life spent loving your neighbor and guided by the fruits of the Spirit look like to you? You can answer. I gave you some easy examples Owen's note came. The buckets we were working at. What does living by the gifts of the Spirit, showing God's love in all we do, loving your neighbor, what does that look like to you? Jordan. Managing to keep a good attitude when you get angry customers at work. Yes. Megan. Kayla going through confirmation despite everything she really didn't want to do and following through and living it. Somebody else said something. Caring. Giving of yourself. Charlie. Love. Love tends to, I didn't hear all of it, dissolve, but count the cognitive boundaries built between self and other. Yes. You see, we're called to live by the fruits of the Spirit, the love. Did you hear them? Did you hear what they are? I know there were ones up there, but hear them again. God's Spirit makes us loving, happy, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, and self-controlled. Those are what our core values are teaching us. Those are what we've said when we're experiencing God's grace, seeking God's mission, and sharing God's love. Living by the fruits of the Spirit. That's what we're called to do. Owen learned that because we shared love. What a wonderful, grace-filled place that the world can be when we all live by the fruits of the Spirit. I hope you will join me as we continue to live and be God's love in this world that sometimes is so hard to live in and so hard to share that love. But live with me, sharing the fruits of God's Spirit. Love. That's what it's about. Thanks be to God. Amen.